This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome, everyone, to Dragon Quest FM, where we talk about and obsess over Dragon Quest. I'm Austin.
And I'm BJ.
And this week is Dragon Quest IX's 14th anniversary, 13th, I guess, if you're going by localized. And since it's that sweet 14, this week, it seemed like a good chance to talk about DQ9, because we both love it. It's your favorite game.
It is. It's my favorite of the mainline games. I really, really enjoy it.
So between all of that, we decided that we would count down the 9 reasons we want a remake of Dragon Quest IX, because there's symmetry. Nine.
There is. It's like 9 reasons. It's 9 for 9.
Yeah. It just seemed like a pretty easy way to count down 9 things we love about the game and why we want a DQ9 remake like so many other Dragon Quest fans out there.
Yeah.
Counting down here, number 9 on our list is better graphics, which just makes sense. I mean, a new remake would obviously have better graphics.
And I mean, I figure when they do this, if they do this, that they're going to go with HD 2D, because that's kind of the big thing right now. Here's where you groan and say, I don't want that, but I might play it anyway because it's a Dragon Quest remake. And I would like the HD 2D. But it's already a 3D game, so even if they just did an upgraded texture pack on it, like they did the mobile versions from the DS, I think that would work really well too.
I mean, I love that whole level 5 cel shaded graphics kind of look that 8, 9 games like Ni No Kuni have. I would a million times over rather have that in a video game than HD 2D. Yes.
Yeah, I mean, I love cel-shaded graphics. That's one of my favorite styles since, you know, back in, you know, PlayStation 1. What was it, like Cell Damage or something was one of the first cel-shaded video games? I can't remember.
I don't remember that game, so I don't know. I'm unhelpful
way to go. Be unhelpful. But yeah, I mean, better graphics are, of course, going to happen. And I already think it's pretty. Like, the DS doesn't have bad graphics for RPGs and stuff. I tend to like pixelated blocky stuff, but maybe that's because I grew up on the PS1 and the 64.
Yeah, I like the look for DQ9. I would expect, in terms of like better graphics, I get everybody is on a HD 2D kick right now. I'm trying to say that without disdain, but I think that an aesthetic for DQ9, just in my mind, would be kind of like a Fantasy Life or like Snack World kind of look.
Right.
I think it would just naturally be a way to get 9's art style that already exists in the game to just transfer over into a more modern look. It's kind of what I would expect, more than them completely changing the art design, and especially like going with some kind of like Final Fantasy VII remake where it just like looks totally different. I wouldn't see that happening at all.
No, not at all.
Then number 8, counting down here from our top 9, number 8 is multiplayer with Nintendo Switch Online would be easier. We put Switch just because the original was a Nintendo exclusive, and it seems like DQ9 would be right at home on Switch, but honestly, if it's on PlayStation, Xbox, whatever, online multiplayer would be way easier now than it would have been on the DS in like 2009.
Yeah, and it's much easier than it would be. It's now in 2023 when you have to get together and play locally. Multiplayer would be great. Like, it's such a big part of the end game of this game, especially. You can play it normally, like through the story with a partner or group, but it's definitely part of the end game. For getting all of the dungeons and sharing things that you found at random, the treasure maps. And so having online play now versus whatever in the world it was with the DS, with Street Pass and Nintendo Wi-Fi, all that, be so much better. so, so much better to actually see the content in the game.
Yeah, and I think it could work very much the way like it does in Trinity Trigger, which is another art style. I could see a DQ9 remake looking kind of like that kind of game too. Like that, or Dragon Quest Heroes 2, where you go in and you can, I mean, that one, it's limited to like the dungeons or whatever you want to call it, but you right. know what I mean? Where it,
yeah, yeah.
Where you like go in and can play with friends online, where it's a very easy way to go through everything. And I think that would be really cool.
Yeah. Sure. You can't really do the story in Heroes 2 with a partner, but yeah, the going in and diving into dungeons and getting loot and everything's cool.
Yeah. Then number 7 that we have here isn't necessarily thinking about ourselves, but it is that it introduces the game to a whole new generation of players, which I think could be really cool.
Yeah, I mean, it was so many people's first introduction to both RPGs and Dragon Quest in general because of when it came out, because the DS was so insanely popular that it just introduced this entire generation to a really fun way to play. And so I really think that having it on the Switch and doing it now, this one could get people more involved in the franchise, I think, than the DQ3 remake would.
I agree. Yeah, I think so too. I think DQ9, just because of its multiplayer features and kind of the whole look that it has going for it, I think it could lend itself better for that as well. I guess the big question is like who's going to promote the Dragon Quest IX remake to a whole new generation? Because is it still Seth Green? Is it still the Sweet Life of Zack and Cody dudes?
I don't know who's popular with the youth these days.
Dua Lipa? I don't know. I don't think so.
I don't know.
So. My kids aren't old enough yet to get into the Disney Channel, those kind of shows yet.
We could get the D'Amelios or whoever they are. They're TikTok people. I saw them on Is It Cake 2 and they were uninteresting. And I'm like, why do you have TikTok people on a cake show? But maybe them, they're apparently popular.
I don't understand what you just said, but I hate it. like I don't understand a single word you just said, but it makes me mad.
You're welcome. I'm not going to clarify.
But yeah, I don't know. I think Seth Green is still popular enough.
I like Seth Green.
I think he's still popular enough and has kind of like that cult appeal. I would also say somebody maybe like Elijah Wood, who
that would be hilarious.
Did a lot of stuff for like Animal Crossing, you know?
Oh yeah, yeah. He would probably be one to do that. He's like, he'd be inviting people on his treasure hunts.
He seems like he could be into DQ9.
He does.
I don't know. I'll text him after this and be like, Elijah,
do that.
Yeah, because we're buddies.
I think you call him. I think you should call him E-Dog instead.
I call him Woodsy. Is actually my nickname for him.
Nice. Good. Good job.
Yeah. Anyway, where are we? Yes. Number six is a good one that you brought up, which is voice acting.
Yeah.
To be in DQ9.
Yeah, because being on the DS, you got nothing. Like, you had voice acting on the 3DS version of 8, but you would be able to get it on the Switch easy, or any of the platforms, but we just assume it's Switch. But you'd be able to get the really annoying side characters that have really cool, annoying, fun voices.
That was my question. What do you envision the voice acting for the game looking like?
Oh, so obnoxious. Just like over,
really?
Over the top cartoons. Yeah. Like not like Final Fantasy 16, like serious and even a little bit. No, I could see it just being an over the top cartoon.
Yeah.
It's like, hi, hero. Let's go do this. You want to get on my train? It's the Starlight Express.
Yeah. I mean, I've already made jokes about how Stella just sounds like Hannah Montana. And
yeah.
I could see her doing that, like, hey there, fat guts.
Yep.
Okay.
Fat guts gonna talk like this. Hey there, Stella.
I have to admit, this is not quite selling me on voice acting for Dragon Quest IX remake.
You want to get on my train?
Yeah.
It's a Sky Train.
Yeah, you're definitely getting murdered if you get on a train with that guy. I could see that just because of DQ9 like tone, but also I feel like we would get, I mean, you and I have Southern accents, but I feel like it would definitely be some kind of European voices,
yeah, I'm sure.
The way that 11 and 8 have had. And
or kind of generic, I could see generic, like flat American voices too. Like not regional or anything. Like I could see them going for Stella and Fat Gut, especially being kind of the flat, you know, transatlantic.
Like CNN news anchor, where like they don't really have any kind of accent at all.
Exactly. Like Siri's voice. Yeah. Like the most neutral that you could get.
Yeah. I can't.
In a land with sky trains. In a land where you've dreamed about taking your train into the sky.
Yes. Okay. Yeah. I could see that, I guess. That could be neat. For lack of a better term.
Neat.
And then number five here, we have new dungeons / content in general, which seems like it would be a gimme if you're going to the trouble of remaking a game. I can't think of any remake lately that hasn't had at least some kind of new content added to it, like
Pixel
some kind of
remasters.
But even they had like quality of life updates and stuff added to
quality
it.
Quality of life updates, but not content. They are actually missing the update content with the extra dungeons and super bosses.
But those are remasters, pixel remasters. I'm talking about remakes.
Well, yeah, I mean, I consider in terms of the Final Fantasy, the pixel remasters to be remakes of these, because they really did, like even in Final Fantasy VI, they did an HD 2D scene for the Opera House. Like they did bump it up. Like that's just why I don't understand why they didn't include the extra content,
but
they could have just remastered that stuff.
But still, in its title it says remaster, so I would just like to put that over on the remaster side and think about purely like remakes. They you generally get something extra. You get either new playable characters. DQ8 got new playable characters, Red and Mori.
Yep.
And hey BJ, is Red in your party?
I refuse to answer that question. I didn't remember that she was there. Like, I swear, I don't remember that character being in my party at all, even a little, not one time.
Yeah, but she is. I told you she would be. That's what's most important, is that I told you she would be.
You might have told me, but I still don't believe you.
Yeah.
She's not there.
She's there. You sent me a screenshot of her being
I did, like, and it made me mad.
We know she's there. The thing with DQ9 though is that like a lot of characters can become playable in like the post game because of the DLC and stuff like that. And so I'm like, would it just let you get to them earlier on? Would it add in more playable characters?
And it's weird for characters, especially because you make your party. Because you have in DQ9, you know, you go and hire your party, you name them, you can pick like what they look like. And I enjoyed that a great deal because the only one is the hero that is the main one. You don't get you get to customize them completely at the beginning, but like they're the only one who's set. And so it's weird to think about new characters in 9 for me, because none of them are like canonically. Well, I guess canonically the hero is because of the art, but none of them are like characters like Mori or Red or anybody.
Yeah. Well, I mean, you have to beat the game and then you have to go into like the post game quest, but you can get the ones I can remember and know off the top of my head, Aaron and Patty and Aquila.
You can get them in your party?
Yeah. Yeah, dude.
I never did that. That's cool. I should do that.
Yeah. I can't remember the exact quest names, but you can get Aaron. Aaron is like the first one, and then Patty's the second one, and then Aquila is, I'm just going to say his name like that every time.
Dun, 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 dun.
He is, he's very late, though. Like, I want to say he's like level 60 or 70 when you get him. He's a
starting
warrior.
As a level 60, yeah.
Do what?
I said starting as a level 60, I had no idea. I want him. He got wings.
Yeah, like that. That's what I'm saying. Like that stuff already exists, so they would have to do different ones. Like if you're adding in characters, and then new dungeons though. What like I okay. So with new dungeons, new content here with this one, I think this one could be fun because of you already had like Christmassy events and things like that in DQ9 that you really can't access anymore unless you go to a lot of trouble. And like I could see them even doing something with DQ9 that's a little bit more, I guess, live servicey, where like you can do like there's like Halloween and Christmas events that come around, come and go. On it's kind of like FF14. You know how they do the Dragon Quest event in FF14 every like year or so.
Yep,
just something like that I think could be cool, just at those special times. But then also just having just straight up like bonus dungeons and end game dungeons that make it harder. I think would be a lot of fun. Maybe getting to have some of the bad guys in your party. I mean, I would definitely.
Yeah.
I think Purvis as a party member would be cool. And as far as I know, Purvis isn't a party member in the original.
No, I don't think so, because I didn't know any of these people were. Yeah. Like apparently they're DLC quests, and I don't know if I ever got any of the actual DLC stuff installed. Like the actual like stuff that you had to download. I was think I had a problem getting it to all connect and get anything that was official DLC other than like the random treasure maps.
Yeah.
So I wonder if that's why I didn't even know they were there.
DLC,
because it's DLC, and I tried to get it on my DS or DS Lite or whichever, and the 3DS, and I remember not being able to connect and get it.
I would assume like some kind of easy ones, I guess, for a remake is like I don't think Parvo. Your dog's disease. I don't think Pavo, Aquila's like sister or whoever.
Mm-hmm.
That's like she's one of the NPCs, you know, that you can talk to a lot, like Aaron and and Patty. But like, I don't think she's ever playable. Could be wrong on that. But there's characters like that I could see. Old Fat Guts, maybe.
Fat Guts and Stella would be great to have in your party.
Things like that. Yeah. Also, in terms of like new content, like the original, you know, did events where you could go through and see like.
Yep.
Characters from past Dragon Quest games, and they really leaned into that with Dragon Quest 11S, and so I could see them totally doing a lot of fun stuff with that one as well. That would be really enjoyable.
Yeah, I would like that. Like that kind of thing would be so much fun. And they do that sort of thing with, like you had mentioned, Final Fantasy 14, and they also do it with DQ10. There are events all the time in 10, so I mean they could do it if they cared about the Western audience at all.
Yeah, I think that new dungeons, some new playable characters, things like that would just make sense if you're doing a remake.
Mm-hmm.
So we are officially halfway through. That was our fifth one. So we got four more to count down to. But before we get into that, I think it's time for a little shameless self-promotion.
Squee, I'm a piggy.
Just for people who don't know, every week when we record, almost every week, BJ always has a new name beside him when we're recording. And today's it's Squee, I'm a piggy, all one word. But anyway, yes, shameless self-promotion. We do have a Patreon page. You can find that at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. Also want to shout out that I have my other podcast, JRPGs and Me, that's back up and running for the next little bit. Got a whole lot of episodes for those planned, pre-recorded already. Right now, time of this recording, I think we got 3 or 4 episodes up now. Xenosaga 1, Ever Oasis, FF5, I got DQ8, Scarlet Nexus on the way, Trails from Zero coming up soon, lots of fun stuff. So if you like hearing me ramble about stuff, then head on over to JRPGs and Me and listen to that. Kind of totally different podcast, but it is about video games, and it does have me. But yeah, I think that's it for my shameless self-promotion.
I'm traveling on Saturday, so maybe I'll download the JRPGs and Me episodes and listen to them while I fly to Orlando.
Yeah, do it. Coming to Orlando and not coming down to my house.
Hey, I can't. It's expensive. Like, It's absurd. Renting cars is too expensive. Like, it really is. It's stupid. And changing flights is expensive, too.
It's also Orlando in the summertime, which is when, like, everybody wants to come to Orlando to go to the parks, which is just a terrible time. Anyway, it's super hot. But anyway, I guess come when you can if you don't live here. But
yeah, I know.
But it's just, like, stupid hot. And so I think part of the pricing stuff is probably because it's in high demand right now. Like, coming to Orlando in July.
Right.
Like that's just what that's what everybody's doing.
it's not ideal. If you've never done that before, going to Orlando in June or July is weather-wise not fun.
We went to Universal one time in July and just never again.
Yeah, we did a Disney trip at the beginning of June 13 years ago, and we have not been back in June since. Like, we have not hit Florida in June ever since.
Yeah, we usually go like November, February, March are good times to go, as long as you don't wait too long in March for spring break. Anyway, this has nothing to do with Dragon Quest, but if you want good advice on when to go to amusement parks, hit me up, because I know. Anyway, so we had our 9 reasons DQ9 needs a remake. So far, we had better graphics at number 9, multiplayer would be easier at number 8, introduce the game to a new generation of players at 7, voice acting at 6, and new dungeons, content, playable characters at 5, which brings us to number 4, which is new vocations and skills.
And I think this one would be really awesome. Like, this is one of the big draws to remake games when they add extra content, is simply new stuff. Like, I was excited when I read about the jobs in Final Fantasy V on the updated versions when they did, like, on Steam and iOS, that have new jobs that you can use at the end of the game. Unfortunately, they're at the end of the game, but it's still new stuff like that to be able to play with. Same for Fire Emblem Engage. There are new classes that you can unlock when you do it. Like, I love stuff like that.
So if they were to add new vocations to DQ9, is there, like, do you have some in mind where you're like, oh yeah, this would be cool?
No, because at this point, I can't remember which ones were there and which ones were not. Okay. It's been so long since I played through that I get them confused with 7, on what all is there with 7.
Yeah, I mean, Pirate is in 7, but it's not in 9.
Right.
I know how much you love Pirates.
I do. I love Pirates.
I really do love Pirates. Not necessarily the pirate vocation or anything like that.
Some pirate vocations are pretty cool, though. I think I liked it in Bravely Default.
They have, like, Sailor and stuff in 7 that aren't in 9. I think probably for me is there's, like, those really big advanced classes, like, that I love so much, like Druid,
right.
Champion. Hero, I think, is the big
Heroes
one.
I would like to see one that's actually based on the Luminary from 11, as opposed to the Luminary that actually exists in 7 and 9.
The, like, pop star Luminary,
Not a fan.
Yeah. I think more than anything, like, because I think 9's job system is pretty good. Like, I would like to see, I think having the monster vocations from DQ7 would be a cool addition. Not that I just really use the monster vocations in DQ7 a ton, but they were always kind of fun to mess around with and try different things out. I can't remember, like, King Fuchsia, I think, was what I played around for a little while with the King Fuchsia in DQ7 and had really fond memories of doing that. But yeah, like, there are some cool monster vocations that I think would be neat to add in.
That'd be really cool,
especially just going off between, you know, the monsters that are in 5 and 6 and then the monster vocations in 7. It just seems like 9 could benefit from that, and it would be kind of a cool thing. And if they've already got assets from the new Dragon Quest Monsters game that's coming out later this year, then give me.
yeah, that's true. That is one thing that I don't know. Obviously, I'm no game designer and how everything works together, but given that they have the engines already for treasures and monsters that look relatively similar, I wonder how hard it would be to get a 9 remaster and Ryan 9 remake into that engine, as well as, you know, and here's where I don't want it to happen, but I could see them doing it, them making it the action RPG that they always wanted it to be, because it started as an action, cooperative action RPG, and then got turned into a turn-based one.
Yes, but it was because people playing it didn't like it as an action RPG, and they were like, right. No, we don't like this. So they went back to turn-based, and so I'm turn-based all the way.
Oh, I'm turn-based all the way as well. Like, I would love it, but I could see them doing it, especially with, like, having a Treasures engine, being like, we could get people together and do that.
I guess
the times have changed, and people seem to want action RPGs now instead of fun games.
The times, they are changing.
Yeah, Bob Dylan.
I can go get my harmonica if you want.
I can get mine, too. It's just over there. This just turns into a harmonica podcast from this point on. It's just harmonica FM.
Yeah.
It's just us playing harmonica. We never talk. We just play harmonica.
It's like dueling harmonicas instead of dueling banjos. We're just going to duel harmonicas for a little while.
Yep, yeah. That's it. Welcome to your new podcast, people.
Then we have number three, you wouldn't have to pay so much to play it, which is kind of true still. The market kind of tanked. Like, there for a while, the 3DS games were really expensive, and a lot of them still are. Like, 9 still remains pretty reasonable, I think, because of how well it sold. Like, the sales for 4, 5, and 6 weren't as great, and so I think those have really gone up over time. But 9s are still pretty reasonable. Like, I just curiously decided to, you know, just check out what we have here. And it's not too bad. You can get a used one. That says it's complete in box and authentic for $58.95.
Which is not bad for a game this old and complete at all.
Yeah, I still think that probably, I mean, it's a remake, so they might charge full price for it, but a lot of, just based on stuff like the Star Ocean 2 remake that's coming out, like that one's $49.99. Mm-hmm. So I think it would still technically be true, even if you're not having to pay $100 or whatever. Just stupid, outrageous prices for DQ9 right now.
Yeah.
Now, I guess the real trick is if you also need a 3DS to play it on.
Yeah. Those are getting more expensive as time goes on.
Yeah. It looks like if you just want the cart, you can maybe get the cart only for about $25. Or you can bid on it and maybe get it a little cheaper. But that's if you just want the cart. So I guess technically you could play it for a lot less than like a new remake cost would be, but at the end of the day, I still think doing a remake would just make it way more accessible to just everyone.
Oh, yeah.
Easier to access, I guess. Maybe not even that it's you wouldn't have to pay so much to play it. It would just be like easier to get in general, like easier to play in general.
And it's one of those where if you buy it on DS, just be aware that if you buy used DS games, a lot of them are counterfeit these days, that you really have to check and verify that you're getting an authentic DS cart instead of a flash cart that someone has decided to sell for a really good price. That if it seems too good to be true for something like that, it probably is this time.
Yeah, for sure. Dang. Sorry, I got distracted because someone is selling a bundle of Dragon Quest V, Joker 1 and 2, 6, 9, and what looks like Blue Dragon for $700 starting at $700. $699 technically, but still. Oof. That's like more than $100 per game. Dang.
Yeah. Nah. Nah, I'm good.
Yeah, man. Ridiculous. Anyway. Mr. GZ is listening to this right now and is like, curse you, Austin. You've ruined my plan to charge $6.99 plus $8.15 shipping.
Oof.
Ridiculous. Anyway, then we have number two, which kind of our number three goes into our number two, which would just be easier to access all the hard to get DLC stuff like we've talked about.
Yep.
A lot of the stuff that BJ and I have never gotten to play that we really, really want to play, and that just so many people out there either don't have access to anymore, it's just incredibly difficult to access, maybe they've never played it, or maybe they just have lost it since they originally played it way back when. And this would just solve all those issues, especially if like they did a it's all on the cart type dealio like Pokemon's Sword and Shield did a couple of years back, where they just put both sets of DLC and the game itself onto the cart. It's just all included on the cart. Like that's what I would just, that's what I want to see in a DQ9 remake. Like that's what I want.
And like, that would be fantastic because, you know, we were talking about wanting extra content, new content that we would expect. What I would love is just access to the content that's there. That it is, like I mentioned before, I didn't get the downloaded stuff, the downloadable stuff that already exists that is technically out there and you can be directed to it. But it, you know, you, and it may not even exist anymore now, be able to get it at all with the 3DS shop going down and the DSi shop like completely dropping. But yeah, it's like you could not get it. You cannot get it. And having that stuff available, even if you get the current used games in the retro game, you can't get to it. So I just want to play it. Just get that.
Yeah, for real. And I, if they do a remake, remaster, whatever they do, if they do any kind of re-release of DQ9, I think they've got it. It seems like such a huge mistake not to.
Yeah.
Like I would like if they ever do a re-release of DQ9, I will be vastly surprised if they just completely, if it's just the like main story of the game and they don't include stuff or the DLC stuff, if none of that is included, like I would just be shocked, honestly. I would be.
Yeah, it really would be weird.
Which brings us to our number one reason DQ9 needs a remake. This one is pretty selfish, not going to lie. It is just, we really, really want it.
I want it. Gimme.
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 It's like
gimme it.
The Paul Rudd Parks and Rec.
It's like gimme it.
Just gimme it.
Just gimme it. Gimme it. It's like, I want it.
But really, I mean, that is like, I mean, yes, all of these really cool things that a Dragon Quest IX remake could add, could have, are cool to talk about. But like at the end of the day, it really just comes down to the fact we want it. You listeners want it. Feels like that's something that pretty much I don't know anybody in the Dragon Quest fandom who is like, nah, I don't want a DQ9. I don't need a DQ9 release. It's like, it feels like that's why like everybody wants one.
Yeah, absolutely. And I want one. And I mean, looking at it, it's the one DQ game that's not been remade or remastered at all.
Yeah.
No, well, I mean, 10, but 10's a all new animal. And even it's gone to different consoles and PC and stuff and is getting the offline mode.
Even 11, even 11 got 11S.
It did. Like they were like, you know what? This isn't good enough. Let's do this. And made it much better in most ways. But 9 has just kind of sat there. And, you know, it is the gimme it thing. And that's part of why it's gimme it, is because I can get everything else like in some shape, form or fashion in a better form than what that is readily available right now. I can go get any of the others, but 9.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I can't get 7. I don't think there's a mobile port of 7, is there?
There's not a mobile port of 7, but I mean, it was on, it did release later on 3DS.
On 3DS,
It's been released in just the last, I guess, 6 years now.
Yeah, but still, like right now, being able to go get them, you can technically get everything but 7 and 9.
But to go back to your original point, I mean, the 3DS version of 7 is a remake.
Is a remake of the PS1.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not. So it still holds true that DQ9 has just still been sitting out there. So hopefully one day we'll get it. Hopefully it won't just be like some kind of mobile gotcha game that they'll get like a true remake, and we would just really love to see it. Hopefully one of these days when an anniversary rolls around like this, we'll get a surprise announcement for a for like an anniversary. It didn't come at the 10-year anniversary. 15 years will be next year, which I don't know, seems doubtful with 3 remake and 12 on the horizon, but you never know.
On top of Die and Monsters 3.
Yeah.
But at the same time, this is the most Dragon Quest that we've had in a long time. Like, all at once, that we're going to hopefully within a year get, what, 3 to 5 games within, 24-month period?
within like 24 months. Yeah, we should get Treasures came out in December, and then we have Die in September, and then we have Monsters again in December. I really think that 3 Remake is going to be like a March 2024 kind of game.
Yeah,
so that could be. So that's 4 games. And even if it's not March 2024, if they just keep doing like December releases for Dragon Quest games, which could be cool if DQ games are like a new Christmas game, if that's like a tradition from
now on.
You get
Pokemon in November, you get Dragon Quest in December.
Yeah, like I usually
got a good Christmas like region, a good Christmas time chunk of games.
Yeah, and so if they hold out to that one for the next December, that's still 4 new Dragon Quest games in a 24-month period. Yeah, and by the time Monsters comes out, it'll be 3 in less than a year, because it'll be December 1st, and Treasures was like December 12th, so still technically less than a full year. We've gotten 3 games, so good time to be into Dragon Quest and to do a Dragon Quest really podcast. Is.
Yeah, haha.
If you guys would like to chat with us some more, remember we're over on Twitter at DragonQuestFM, and you can support this podcast over at patreon.com/DragonQuestFM. Quick shout out to just all of our patrons. We really appreciate and love all you guys, and thanks for everything you do. If you want to talk to me personally, I am on Twitter at DragonQuestin.
And I'm on Twitter at Professor Beege. I'm on the new Threads as at Professor Beege. It doesn't make any sense to me, and I don't like it. And you can, like you said, go to patreon.com/DragonQuestFM to support us on Patreon.
Thanks, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Bye.